Welcome to the Weekly Wonder. This week, we will be taking a nostalgic trip down memory lane and explore the pop culture of the 80s. Today, we're going to be talking about the three iconic elements of the 80s. Music, video games, and synthesizers. Let's start with the music of the 80s. The 80s saw the rise of new wave and synth pop bands like Depeche Mode, New Order, and the Human League. These bands heavily utilized synthesizers in their music, creating a unique sound that defined the decade. The use of synthesizers in music also paved the way for the development of electronic dance music, genres like house and techno. Moving on, here is the video games of the 80s. 80s was a golden age for video games, with the release of classic consoles like the Atari 2600, the Nintendo Entertainment System, and the Commodore 64. Many of these games from this era had iconic soundtracks that were heavily influenced by synth pop bands of the time. Games like Space Invaders, Pac-Man, and Super Mario Bros. Are still considered classics today, and have had a lasting impact on the gaming industry. Going back to music, here is the synthesizers of the 80s. The 80s saw the development of many new types of synthesizers such as the Roland D50 and the Yamaha DX7. These synthesizers were used by many musicians and producers to create the unique sound that defined the decade. Synthesizers were also utilized in the creation of sound effects and music in video games, further solidifying the relationship between the two mediums. And that's it for today's episode of The Weekly Wonder. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of music, video games, and synthesizers in the 80s. And join me next week for another episode.